Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Right from your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Because I think it's a human problem. I think the problem that's going on right now is that humans just gotta go.
Yeah.
Humans are the issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're not doing too good.
It's not so much guns. It's just fucking human brains.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're good to go? All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. Welcome to the show. With us, as always, we've got that guy over there.
I think that it's important to see when in certain times that are happening right here in the country.
That's right.
I'm trying to do Ted Koppel.
Was that Ted Koppel?
That's a Ted Koppel.
That's Ted Koppel.
It's unfortunate.
We'll just say some information.
It's an unfortunate event that happens in the country at certain periods of time on the third week of April. Happy birthday, Hitler. It's good to see you.
Ted, you've certainly changed.
Oh, you know, I love to smoke weed and celebrate Hitler's birthday.
Wow, retirement has really got your brain like
oh,
all different.
Oh, yeah. Have a margarita when I wake up in the morning. Ted Koppel.
So it's the
Ted Koppel.
The weed has made you respect Hitler more.
No, that's what's happened to me. Henry Zebrowski.
That's Hong Kong Henry Zebrowski.
Man, Ted Koppel impersonation. It's just weird to start the whole thing with it.
I thought it was a great impersonation.
Is that good?
I'm fine with it.
I'm going to get on SNL.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
going to
no,
get
no,
there.
No, no. No, you did.
Lauren, you need a 400-pound man.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, he's going to love it.
That's Ted Koppel on one of the Was Up commercials. Man, he was sorely needed. Is he dead?
No, not
Ted
yet.
Koppel, nah.
I mean, just on the
Do they
inside.
Even wheel him out for special events anymore?
No, I think he mostly stays at home. He had quite a scandal go on. But of course, he was big in the news. And the news media this week, it's been full of gaffes, bloopers, and it's been a real shit show. CNN completely messed up the Boston marathon bombing, and that's where we're going to start off
CNN,
with today.
Fuck CNN. Fuck the whole thing. Basically, we were going to come at you with and I know that I was excited as much as other people were excited to do some coverage on alien implants and various butt rape made by aliens in space because it's fun, because it's nice to read about, you know, because it's what's really going on.
And the kids love it.
The kids love it.
Yeah.
But what's coming down to is that now, thanks to our news media, we have to cover what's happened.
And aliens will be butt raping, and aliens will be, getting rednecks, picking them up in the sky for a very, very long time. So we'll definitely have time to get to aliens.
We've got the government making stuff like the Boston Marathon explosion happening in order to cover up what's really going on.
Which is
aliens butt raping the Harlem Globetrotters.
Really?
The Harlem Globetrotters are right now, they are being terrorized by aliens.
This sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode that got denied.
Yeah,
that's
because of all the rape in it.
Who now, was it? Like, they take off the mask and it's an alien wearing an alien mask?
Yeah, and he's got a big hard dick, and so he's like, ruh-roh, and then it's just like fucking face fucks. Fucking Scooby, what's his name? Scooby, right?
Scooby-Doo.
Does he have a kangaroo pouch?
No, he's a dog.
He's a dog.
Dogs
don't have those.
Oh, I
not even Great Danes.
Confused.
You know, it's interesting. CNN covered the story so poorly that it almost makes Alex Jones covering the story so poorly seem better.
Yeah. So you know. I know that you guys covered some of the straight information on Top Hat.
Yeah.
Recently. So we are now today.
Although
is four.
I'm fairly certain we pinned it on Sasquatch.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So today it's 4:20. First of all.
I'm so stoned. I want to
cut you. Oh, yeah.
Nice. International Pussy Eating Day.
Baraka. Is that right?
Baraka. Yeah, bong hits.
You know what? I want some weed instead. That would be nice.
So it's 4:20 last night, mm-hmm. In the wee hours of the 9 o'clock in the nighttime. We saw them, the orchestrated theater of law enforcement, go mm-hmm. and capture the final refugee. What's his name? With the 19-year-old?
His name is Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
Oh, yes. He's okay. Klingon.
Yes, he does sound like
Drakhar.
Yeah.
Garkar.
And his brother who was killed was named Tamerlan.
Tamerlan. Well, that's Tamerlan. Kind of a nice name.
Yeah.
So he...
It's like a festival place that might have roller coasters. Tamerlan.
Tamerlan. That's nice. Yeah, you get a funnel cake.
Go down
and
there.
And fucking blow up some runners.
Oh.
Oh,
I don't like that other part. I don't like that other part.
I'm here for the elephant ears. you can imagine there's just some super fat guy in Boston sucking down one of those ho-hos that he got while watching the marathon, and just like a piece of like glass or a nail landed on him.
Some ruined my hoagie.
My hoagie.
It is terrible.
Yeah. They should have just more baseball games. That's what I say. Less fighting, more baseball
Up
games.
Up the baseball games.
Boston was an absolute horror show. It was if it was written by Sam Raimi or what's the other fella, George Romero. Everyone was on lockdown all day yesterday while they were hunting for this guy.
Meanwhile, we have the... So basically, while we were reading it, it's like you got your lamestream news media.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Not,
we're looking
lame,
at your,
Sarah
the lamestream. We're looking at, you know, the New York Times, liberal rag. You know what I mean? And they're out there... They're trying to be responsible with their news sources.
Right.
They're fucking not making snap judgments like a bunch of pussies. Mm-hmm. When I go on InfoWars.com, I get the hard, straight, fucking real info.
He's got
Alex
a lot of
Jones.
Yep.
He's on the front lines out there.
By
and
the way.
He's digging in.
Can yeah, and this? He's given that real concrete speculation.
Oh,
yeah. The largest conspiracy theory that I discovered this week, though, after Googling Alex Jones quite a bit, there is not one website that doesn't claim that he was born in 1974. He pretends to be 39 years old.
He's got really good people.
There is no way Alex Jones is 39 years old.
I think that his hairpiece is 39 years old.
Yes, because he got that at 23.
I got it. It was Sammy Davis Jr.'s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, for a long time. He retired it, and then he picked it up.
I didn't know you could get secondhand hair pieces.
Oh, yeah, especially from people of different races than you.
Isn't that something?
It's very easy.
What kind of race do you want to get? A nice little Asian wig?
No, Pocahontas.
Ah, that's beautiful. You're going to be
full
gorgeous.
Full Pocahontas braid.
Well, I would love to be John Smith and be with you always.
Mm.
So what was Alex Jones talking about?
Okay, so first of all, like back in the day, like when this first started, 4chan started a big campaign, like mm-hmm. surveying a bunch of surveillance footage, and pointed out these various people wearing, like one wearing a hat with various insignias on it, mm-hmm. And
the skull like the Punisher was.
Yes, and he said that the 4chan made a big deal about it. InfoWars hopped on him, were like, these right. are the suspects. Then the Post. Pushed those pictures that they found on 4chan. They put it on the fucking front pages like a bunch of morons and ruin everything.
If you were not Irish white and you were wearing a backpack at the Boston Marathon,
4chan
took a picture
ass.
Of you.
But at the same time,
you were a
possible bomber. It's the Boston Police Department. They already were.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anybody who was brown there to begin with, there was 9 of them.
Yeah.
That weren't runners.
Well, you better be
at the front of the pack.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because that's the thing is, like, they're beating everyone in the marathon. You got a couple people from Kenya, they're destroying everybody, and then they get in a helicopter and get the fuck out of Boston.
Well, I think that's why people from Kenya do so well at the New York City Marathon and the Boston Marathon. They're just legitimately terrified of the NYPD and the Boston cops.
Yeah, so they're
like,
just
got to get the fuck
booking.
Out of it. As soon as we're like done with this race, we get back on the plane and we go to the safe haven of Ethiopia.
Well, absolutely, because cops are looking at him going right. like, give him the eye. Like point at him, like I'm watching you, you know, and like, and they're like, oh, it gives me the inspiration.
Hey, non-white, you better be here for sport. You better be here for sports. That's the only way. That's the only time we like you.
Most of the time, he's training. He's got a bag of sausages tied to his ankle, and he's running through the jungle.
Think about that.
It's got tigers coming after.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so these are these people are used to danger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're making record times.
Mm-hmm. They're doing amazing.
But this, so where the conspiracy started again, it was a horrible national tragedy.
Yeah.
Moment of silence. I'm going to put that out there as well.
We did.
But I think that what happened here was a very useful event for our government to show just how powerful they are. I think that's what this turned into. And so InfoWars kind of hopped on the 4chan like suspect wrangling. It turned out to not be the suspects, of course, because then the guy who got his leg blew off like pinned the guys who actually did it because they found the surveillance footage that showed them dropping off the bag, blah, blah, blah.
Of course. Rupert Murdoch made quite a little goof because he put that on the cover of the Post, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the idea was that what they found with these surveillance photos is that they were actually a part of a privatized military group called the Kraft. And now the Kraft...
to be confused with the 1996 movie starring Fairuza Balk.
That I mercifully jerked off to.
Oh, so much. So these guys can't turn their hair different colors by just waving their hands over
it? They really can't.
Oh, these guys are worthless and weak.
Absolutely,
They couldn't plan a bomb.
Life is a feather, stiff as a board. Life is a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, I love that. You just get rock hard.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. I already was, though. Yeah. I didn't need that.
We used to play that. That reminds me of a memory in eighth grade. We played that game, and everyone was getting lifted up and stuff. Mm. And then I did it, and then they couldn't lift me up.
Yeah, you magic break wasn't magic.
Real. Yeah, it was sad.
There's a weight limit on that spell.
Yeah. But basically,
every time I go into an elevator, I'm just like, light as a feather, stiff as a board, and just hope it raises up.
They found out that these were a part of a top secret military, sort of like Blackwater, which was
not
like this,
that top secret.
I mean, no, because they have a website that we will read about. Let's read.
They have a uniform and they have an insignia and a logo.
And their logo is surrounded by their motto: "No matter what your mama tells you, violence does solve problems."
Yes, and to their point, it does.
Yeah, and this is from thecraft.com/aboutus.html. Thank you for choosing Kraft International to meet your training needs.
I want to find them on How About We. Yeah. How about we go blow up the Boston Marathon?
As a military or law enforcement professional, we understand your time is valuable. We are honored to be able to share with you the lessons learned from our instructors, whom have walked in similar paths as yourself, and some of whom continue to still do so today.
Lonely men.
Through these lessons, experiences, in-depth studies, pain, /sweat, /tears, and in some cases, blood.
They're murderers.
They have set forth a curriculum rooted in solid fundamentals that have been time-tested and proven under a variety of operational conditions.
MK Ultra, my friend.
Our goal with our courses is to do one thing: make you better by giving you the skills necessary to dominate your opponent and win. It's never about what we have done and where we have been, only how well we can articulate it all to you. We strive to be true teachers and not merely instructors. We are humbled to be a part of your continuing search and refinement of your chosen craft. Thank you for your continued service, dedication, and associated sacrifices made in protecting the great nation at home and abroad. Respectfully, Chris
Kyle.
This
is a very long running sentence.
Kraft
International. Who even edited this website?
I think the last sentence of that should be: this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Yes, but it's like they are. No one's talking about this group of people that were at the marathon. I honestly don't think they have anything to do with the fucking bombing whatsoever. No. But what they're talking about is that what they said, which is broken on InfoWars, about this idea that they were constantly reminding people in the crowd that there was a drill going on. There was some kind of bomb drill, which is again. I mean, it's normal because
it's a fairly common thing to do.
It's extremely common.
It's a perfect environment to train people because you have all these, like, you have your bomb dogs, you have all the stuff that you want to do, and it's the perfect environment.
By the way, if they did have bomb dogs, that's your last day on bomb dog duty.
I think so.
How don't you find two bombs?
Yeah,
there were 7 bombs.
Yeah, we're cutting all of them.
Get out of here.
It's the Bad News Bears of bomb dogs.
Yeah.
It's all these fucking, this ragtag group of bomb dogs who decided to come and, pulled something together for the fucking championship game.
One dude, boys, we came out of here to win the big game, and you blew it.
You blew it.
One dude, that little boy is dead.
Because of you, Roscoe. Because of you.
What?
One dude just brought his fucking wife's chihuahua because she was like, he'll be great at sniffing out bombs. Bring him. Just had to bring the chihuahua.
But they pulled a lot. InfoWars kind of covered all this. Basically, the idea, they ran the major storyline that it was a false flag operation in order to get our guns taken away from us.
Yes.
In order for Barack Obama to create the NWO so we can come down there and we won't be able to defend ourselves against, we won't be able to have our rifles against, the many helicopter super stealth drones that the government has that we could definitely defend ourselves against with just having some guns.
Right.
Being a 45-year-old, 350-pound man with a handgun, you think that you'd be able to handle when the tanks come rolling through.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a... I think you mostly just want the guns around to off yourself so the government can't take you alive.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that it's also a... the other thing is that it's a distraction, or supposed to be a distraction from certain laws that are being passed.
Because CISPA got passed,
it passed the House, but it hasn't passed the Senate yet.
But the other thing that they were saying, too, about what disproves the whole thing is the fact that gun bill didn't get passed. They didn't pass the background check. So it's like, what are you talking about, Alex Jones? It didn't happen. Your fucking worst nightmare didn't happen. They're not taking your fucking guns.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Yes, you have to keep changing your Wikipedia page because everyone's telling everyone that you're 54.
Right. You have to do it. You know? You have to do it. Another situation that they think is a conspiracy is, of course, with the drones and all the extra cameras. There's a large push right now with the Bloomberg administration and shit like that to get more drones up in the sky with cameras. And as soon as this happened, that was an immediate response by a lot of people.
At it. You know, because again, who benefits, right? If it's a false flag operation, who benefits? It's like, yes, it's an easily exploitable event. It is a thing that's like, I looked at it like last night. We watched live as they arrested the guy, and it looks like the end of Ghostbusters. You have, first of all, just the idea of, I feel like they're getting us used to the image of tanks rolling through American cities. Like, you like look at all this footage of just tanks rolling through Boston. Like, officers, like, climbing fences, like, up in your people's backyards with sniper rifles, doing all this stuff. And then in the end, like, once it's all done, they have all of this, like, it looks pre-edited, like, shots of the tanks rolling through the city with this the people of Boston like applauding and like loving it and partying, and it's just like all these drunk dudes like drinking beers and go like, "Well, USA," like doing this thing, and it's like it's a propaganda film.
It's a trashier moment than like a Chavez situation when he would roll through the streets of Venezuela, but everyone in Boston is just tanked. I thought the reaction after they caught him was kind of weird.
The whole thing reeks to high fucking heaven.
Here's another thing that I noticed. I watched. I had yesterday off, so I was switching between Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN all day long, just kind of cycling through them, seeing what the different perspectives were. And they would start to run interviews with people who knew these guys, not just from family members, but also people who went to college with them, people who went to high school with them. And the people would kept starting off and saying, like, you know what? He was a great guy. Like, he was trained to be a nurse. He was a med student.
Yeah,
like,
but
this
you hear the same thing with Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor was just like, he's so quiet and nice. Yeah, you know?
I think Dahmer's neighbors were all terrified of him. That's why he's my favorite serial killer, because everyone's like, super creepy. Definitely thought he was eating small Thai guys. Yeah. I just had no proof.
But as soon as they started getting into that, the news channels kept cutting it off. They would just be like, "Yeah," but not cutting it off to say anything new or cutting it off because there was breaking news. Just cutting off and going back to the same bullshit as before. I'm not saying there's anything behind it. I'm just saying it was weird. It gave me the news media's whole coverage of it. This whole thing just whole thing just gives me a fucking icky feeling.
CNN was also very cautious because after that rape case that happened, I think it was in Ohio or whatever, where those two guys got convicted of raping that girl, they had all these correspondents on being like, those boys' lives are ruined. Yeah. I can't believe it. So I think CNN was like, we can't be the pro rape, pro terrorist news network. So if they say anything nice about him, we got to cut him off.
But then again, what's his name? Jahar. His fucking older brother was being pimped by the FBI as well. It's the same thing we were talking about.
On the watch list for a couple of years now.
He was kind of semi-goaded into doing something along these lines. They said that again he like jumped off the storyline and then like made this thing happen. But it was like 49 of 150 botched terrorism cases since like 9/11 has happened have all been FBI led. They train the guys. They give the guys dummy C4. Mm-hmm. Give them dummy bomb jackets and shit, and then they send him out, and then they arrest him, and then it's a big fucking cameras everywhere, because that's what it looked like. The end, watching them arrest him live, the fucking ceremonial thing of the ambulance, they had kept the ambulance away, and they're like, they're holding off the ambulance, and so they know for sure that there's a conclusion to the event, and they're like, and here comes the ambulance.
Here it is, Geraldo Rivera's there opening up a safe.
It's all fucking choreographed, and then you've got that, and then
you get the feeling there's some FBI guys, right before the marathon started, like, so you gave him all the fake bombs, right? Yeah, absolutely. Let me just unzip the bag, and he looked at it. Shit.
Oh,
this
no.
one's got all the fluffy toys in it. I think we gave him the... Oh no!
It's called the Great Boston Switcheroo of 2013.
Oh, man. If all the pound puppies are in this pressure cooker...
It's hard for me.
That's an old reference.
I like it though.
It's truly very hard for me to not find not a comical edge to it, but it's like I look at this whole thing and it makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
Yeah. Yeah,
between what the news agencies were doing, with the response of various comedians on Twitter, everyone's so self-righteous and full of shit. The whole thing became a gigantic media event, and I know that that's like what the way things are going right now, and that's what it's supposed to be. But it was like we were joking the other day. But imagine if they had fucking Instagram during 9/11.
Totally.
agree.
Like,
with
if you had, if they had Instagram and Twitter during 9/11, and they were like taking pictures and tweeting about fucking 9/11, it would have been disgusting.
We were a Janet Jackson nipple slip away from this being a halftime show. I mean, we Madonna might as well have been
everybody,
slowly climbing up some bleachers because
everybody
it was
loved
a,
it way too fucking much.
That was the thing. And after they caught him, everyone's like, "We're getting hammered." It's like the tragedy still happened, but they're like, "But we got one more dead," which is that makes it an even four, which is awesome. I guess there was five because there was another cop who got killed, and we're going on six. So as soon as the death count got to a proper number and we got a couple of the bad guys, it was absolutely thrilling.
At this point, it's like when you look at the various conspiracies like wrapped into this, I could see why people get really crazy about Aurora and Sandy Hook and
is there somebody with the name Sandy Hook?
There has to be.
That's a bad name at that time.
Yeah. But the idea
last year was just bad for people named Sandy in general.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You gotta change it.
But I can understand why the MK Ultra hangover. I'm starting to really believe in this idea that like what happened with like the in the 50s and the 60s when they decided to start fucking with the human consciousness in order to create military tools. I think that it's stuck. I think it's a thing that they continue to use. I think it's a thing that bled into our fucking pharmaceutical problem we've got in this country, like the idea of like giving some of these people like drugs who don't need it. And this is just an example of I don't know what happened. I don't think it was a conspiracy. I don't think it was a false flag incident. I don't think the government made the Boston Marathon bombing happen. But I do think that they used it in a way that was really fucking convenient.
One thing the government is good at. It is opportunism.
Yeah.
Like seeing immediately when something happens, like, okay, how can we spin this to our advantage? It seems like they have a list of shit that they want to do, and they're just waiting for certain to fit like the parameters. Like, okay, now that this has happened,
I will say, man, that is a checklist that I want to see.
Oh,
I want
to
see the government check. Blow up the Boston Marathon. Check. That's great.
Absolutely.
Destroy
all circuses.
I'm just wondering what's going to have to happen for us to just get Hamburger Tuesday.
I just want a Hamburger Tuesday.
That's all I want. Why can't they just do something good for us?
We need to cancel marathons. That's what needs to happen. Because we have Hurricane Sandy during a marathon. If people got exploded at a football game, we had two dead football players out there, the NFL would be canceled.
And it also shows that fat people are safe every time.
That's right.
Because you stay
can't
in your house.
Up with a pressure cooker? That's like, you know, that's our friend.
I make a pot roast in that.
That's exactly right.
Every time I get a pot roast, every time I get a pressure cooker in order to make a bomb, I just put food in it.
That would have been such a
just can't help yourself.
That's actually how Henry eats. He just like puts it in there and then he waits until it explodes and he licks it off the walls.
What they needed to have is an FBI agent named like FBI agent Boyardee who goes in there and like and tells them just like, oh, you have the pressure cooker, huh? Make raviolis.
Oh, that's nice. I was thinking about putting some nails and thumbtacks in there.
But this is not the only thing that we're talking about today. Basically,
no, but I do want to say this though too. Shout out to whoever won the Boston Marathon because he's the ultimate victim.
No one remembers.
No one will ever know the winner of the Boston Marathon, the year of the terrorist attack.
But I was hoping to go into even more conspiracy theory stuff, and as I started researching, I just felt like in the end, it's not a conspiracy. It's a horrible event that's now being ridden till it's fucking dead.
However, we do have some weird shit to talk about.
This
outside of the Boston Marathon is only one small tiny piece of what April 15th to April 20th means in American history.
This is a fucking ooky spooky week.
This
it's
really
been this way
is.
For a long time. There's things that we already know about. There's, you know, we remember, you know, Columbine. Hitler's first birthday party, which I heard no one came to. First thing that made him sad.
However, his 50th birthday was declared a national holiday in Germany.
I bet,
That's actually there's a very funny comedian's joke, and I rarely do jokes here, but he talks about how people say if I had a chance to go back in time, I'd kill Hitler when he was a kid. But you imagine if that was true and his entire childhood, like Jewish people were just trying to kill Hitler, which causes a Holocaust.
But basically, we're going to talk about the ooky spooky events all about the third week of April.
And this is an astrological situation.
That's a clue into it. And the idea of like, what are some of the astrological symbols behind this week? My birthday's May 1st, so I guess I'm in the clear.
Ah, he's a Leo.
Yeah.
Leo.
Taurus.
Is that a Taurus?
Yeah.
Huh?
You can tell because I'm stubborn.
The size of a car.
And I also enjoy, you fucking insult me.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, thank you for pulling Family Guy
and that other stupid fucking show, because that's going to stop a next terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. That was the
I hate it. But that's another conspiracy theory. That's totally fake. They cut that together.
But that's like, I hate it when TV programs are just like, we're doing our duty. We're going to cut this program for a week. It's like, shut the fuck up.
It's weird, the conspiracies with cartoons, because do you remember the Simpsons conspiracy?
No, with what?
With 9/11. On September 10th, 2001, they showed in syndication the Simpsons episode in which Homer gets his car stuck in between the World Trade Center. And there's these weird little tiny clues to 9/11 within that episode.
Zionism. So Matt Groening made 9/11 happen?
He did. He was a part of the problem.
He was trying to... No, that's what it is. He was trying to warn us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Go! I'll say that for the country. The whole country's first reaction to 9/11. Don't!
I'm going to need a donut. Okay, so let's get into this. 15th to the 20th of April. What a bizarre series of coincidences happened.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Family Guy, watch Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell on Adult Swim.
Yeah. That's a real quick plug. We had a wonderful time on Thursday night.
Hail Satan. It really is. We did a lot of esoteric magic on and off set. There's a lot of weird symbols that we put all over in the sets. I don't know if you could see them. And when I fucking smoking sweet herbal, painted up as a devil, and I saw my fucking future. Hail Satan, everybody. See the show.
Hail Satan. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell midnights and Thursday on Adult Swim.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LastPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LastPod.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's going on here? April 15th through the 20th.
All right, what we're going to start with is on April 19th.
Okay.
The shot heard round the world. What some could argue is the birth of America.
This is when John Starks was playing the Houston Rockets.
Oh, no.
Okay,
we know nothing about the Knicks.
Okay, good.
This is when the war between America and Britain officially starts with the battles of Lexington and Concord.
Okay.
This is when it officially all begins. So it could be argued that this is the birth of America, making America an Aries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Abort it.
But also very, you know, like emotionally evocative and highly sexual.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Mm. So America,
what is Aries? Is that Aries, what Aries is? Highly
yeah.
emotional?
It really it's is very, America. It's very aggressive. It's
the
very
ram.
Intense. It's the ram.
Yeah.
The Taurus, like I was saying, is stubborn and a lover of creature comforts.
Mm-hmm. Like the car. Henry Zebrowski is as big as a Ford Taurus.
I hate you.
There's a Ford Taurus that's a car. You. And obviously humans aren't supposed to be the size of cars. And they weigh, but, you know.
Your pretty face is going to hell. Thursdays and Adult Swim.
Midnight.
So Aries is, the ruling planet of Aries is Mars.
Okay.
Mars is the god of war.
Cool.
The dark side of America, as far as Aries goes, selfish and quick-tempered, impulsive and impatient.
Afghanistan.
Foolhardy and a bit of a daredevil.
All Hot right. dogs.
Yeah, indeed. Showboats.
And here's Real another funny thing. Hitler is also an Aries, but what an Aries is called, an Aryan.
Ooh. I guess it makes sense.
So let's go through some of the events starting from April 15th.
We didn't like black people during Hurricane Katrina.
Think about that.
Yeah, that does make sense.
That's harp.
So now we're going to go through some of the
horrible... I was just having a conversation with Wolf Blitzer about Wolf Blitzer and with CNN.
What?
No, not with, about him. And during Hurricane Sandy, he had a quote where he says, "So much poor, so much sad. So many black." That was his quote, which is very, very funny. Yeah. When he was looking at the Superdome. Anyway, continue on.
Wolf Blitzer?
Wolf Blitzer.
Was it a werewolf? I don't think a Wolf Blitzer belongs on Last Podcast to the Left.
Yeah.
Save it for Top Hat.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. All right.
So April 15th.
Ford Taurus, which is, of course, a car.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny, though.
So April
huffing it with Biff and Stew on my damn channel.
April 15th, 1846. The Donner Party sets off from Springfield, Illinois for California.
And the first thing, little Jamie Donner was just like, Dad, I'm hungry. And he's just like, just wait. Just wait.
There'll be food on the other side.
1865, Abraham Lincoln dies.
Boom. What day is that?
April 15th, 1865.
Damn. Wow, all right.
He was shot on the 14th and he died on the 15th. 1912.
He was the John Lennon of the 1800s.
He really was.
What, can we go back to the Donner family really quick? Why are they? They just ate a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, they ate themselves.
Each other. Yeah,
they ate each other.
Yeah, in the Colorado mountains, they got lost. Yeah, they got snowbound, and so they ate each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was just big Herbert Dahmers just sitting in the back, and he's just like eating fucking sweets and sucking on ham hocks, and he's just like, Daddy, I just hope that nothing bad happens on the trip. Well, me too, son, me too.
Keep on eating.
Oh, just rub yourself with this butter.
And by the way, I looked through all the, you know, like great days and important dates in history from April 15th to April 20th. All of this stuff is American.
Okay.
Like all of this stuff happened to Americans. The rest of the world does pretty good in these times.
Well,
and
we started
on April
off on
14th,
a bad foot in the first place.
Yeah.
We fucking killed the Earth's first hippies. We killed all of them and then just took the place. It started bad. America's got a problem. It's human beings just have a problem, as we were saying before. It's it's like the problem isn't guns and bombs. It's us.
It's us. It's all us.
And the cats and the dogs and the giraffes and the lions are going to be much happier when we're gone.
April, see, that's the thing. You check it out. April 14th, nothing happens.
Okay.
April 21st, back to normal. April 20th, I checked up until like the 23rd.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But April 15th to April 20th, that's when shit goes bad. April 15th, 1912, fucking Titanic goes down.
Oh.
I mean, that just made a great movie.
1,502 people dead, 119 Americans dead.
Damn.
1927.
119 people died, huh? Isn't that sad?
1927, the Great Mississippi Flood, the most destructive river flood in U.S. history. 246 people in 7 states die. 1935,
wow. 7 states had that flood?
Yeah, 7 states. 1935, the Black Sunday storm, the worst dust storm in the entire Dust Bowl. I've read extensively on the Dust Bowl, and especially this one. And this one is weird because for the longest time, the Dust Bowl was, I mean, it would just be constant dust storms all the time. People was getting the dust pneumonia. They were drowning in their own sand, essentially.
Yeah.
And on Black Sunday, shit had finally calmed down. People were thinking like, oh shit, maybe it's over. Let's go out. Let's go enjoy outside.
That's a psych.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. And then I read one eyewitness account of these people. They were going out to have a picnic and they just saw off in the distance, just this black wall coming towards them. And it had a top. You could see the top of it.
Jesus.
But this entire black wall just coming towards them. And let's see here. It displaced 300 million tons of topsoil.
Wow.
In the prairie area. Woody Guthrie wrote a song about it. On the 14th day of April in 1935, they struck the worst of dust storms that ever filled the sky. You could see that dust storm coming. The cloud looked death
like. Did he even once write about pussy?
No. He never saw one. He's just an encyclopedia of information. Great stories.
I mean, not many, you know, I don't think anyone died during that storm, but still, it was just a horrible day.
If you're in the paint stripping business, you know, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
No work for a little while.
No, if you're in the dust gathering business.
Oh, that's great.
Just get a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's free merchandise day. If you're dust, you get a bunch of bags of dust. Thank you, Claymore. If you could please go back to your hut. This is a dangerous dust storm.
1955, McDonald's opens its first restaurant.
That's so bad.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
You get what I'm making I'm making a point here. It's the same.
I like it.
It's like a political like it's destroying America.
With the obesity. Oh my God, Ford. Taurus, do you think that there's somebody with this dust bowl? So like some town just like had some dust, and then they woke up, and then there was no more dust. Did they have to, like, where they're like, where'd our dust go?
No,
yeah, exactly.
It went to Texas?
It's called National Maid's Day Off.
I mean, it would take me quite a while to explain the geographical and ecological reasons behind the Dust Bowl. My ancestors went through it, so you know, I read a lot about it. It's very interesting if you're interested in that.
You know
sort
what?
Of thing.
I love that McDonald's
I love
joke.
Dust subjects. You know,
that's why we have a new podcast all about dust and dust related issues.
Which is called Abe Vigoda's fucking library.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda's library.
And then 2013 is the Boston Marathon bombing.
Okay.
Let's move on to April 16th, 1947, the Texas City disaster, which is not well known. It is the worst industrial disaster in United States history. 581 people died when a tanker pulled into Texas City, which is a port in the Gulf of Texas. It pulled in with on board, it had small arms ammunition, machinery, bales of twine, ammonium nitrate.
Bales of twine! This business is going to be huge.
The bales of twine does play into it quite a bit. And ammonium nitrate, which is, of course, used in blasting caps and fertilizer.
And then several boxes of just dry brush.
Yeah,
and then lighter shipment was on there, and
just throw anything that can catch on fire on the same shipment. We're theming it here.
So these there were men that were loading these big bags of ammonium nitrate onto the ship, and they said that the bags were warm to the touch prior to loading around 8 a.m.
Hey, Larry,
smoke.
Do you ever think that like our job is dangerous?
I tell you, I just know that as soon as I'm done with today's work, I'm going to get Sarah Beth to marry me.
I think she's going to love you forever and ever.
I think we're going to spend the...
God damn it!
Yep. Around 8 a.m., smoke was reported coming out of the cargo hold. Over the next hour, attempts to put out the fire or put it under control failed.
Spit on it.
Red glow returned after each...
Pour some shoe polish on it.
Oh, no, that's flammable now. Oh, no.
Yep. After 9 a.m., the captain ordered his men to steam the hold. Meanwhile, the fire had attracted a crowd of spectators along the shoreline.
Only in Texas. The first Kardashians.
They believed that they were a safe distance away. Spectators noted that the water around the dock ship was boiling from the heat, and the splashing water touched the hull of the ship, was vaporized into steam. 9:12 a.m., the ammonium nitrate reached an explosive threshold, and the actual explosion was the size of a small nuclear bomb. It was the largest explosion on American soil. Nearly 1,000 buildings on land were leveled. Whoa. It destroyed the Monsanto Chemical Company plant.
Huh? Apparently, that was the thing, is they contained it, but when Al Roker shit his pants in the White House, it was almost that level as well.
Yeah. It ignited refineries and chemical tanks all along the waterfront. The bales of burning twine added to the damage because it was flown out into the city, and that actually set more buildings on fire.
Never thought
10
twine
miles
would
away,
be so dangerous. You'd think that's the safest thing on the boat.
Things. It probably was at some point.
10 miles away, people in Galveston were forced to their knees. Windows were shattered in Houston, 40 miles away, and people felt the shock 100 miles away in Louisiana.
That also reminds me, and then this week, we also had the explosion in West Texas of the fertilizer plant, which is, again, we're also finding a massive weird set of coincidences using with poo-poo explosions.
Yeah, a lot of poo-poo.
Which is very big. It's a poo-poo problem in this country.
I know it.
And there's some footage I saw that is totally real, that's fucking just evidence that a missile was fired into it that made it explode.
And that happened on April 17th.
Yes.
And on April 16th, 1990, Jack Kevorkian participates in his first assisted suicide.
Oh, but that's normal.
Fine.
That's fine.
That was his job.
He's
but
a
then
hero.
On in 2007, the Virginia Tech Massacre, the largest shooting spree in American history, 32 people dead.
Highest game score. You know, he's got he's got the thing at the very top of the fucking arcade game.
Seems it really like mostly is. A Texas problem.
Yeah, it's a big Texas problem.
Yeah.
April 17th, of course, the fertilizer plant in West Texas. Also, the Bay of Pigs invasion begins.
Ooh.
And the Bay of Pigs invasion begins and ends within this five-day period.
Okay.
Which also, very interesting. That's very interesting. My grandfather knew a lot of information about that because he was head of travel for Pepsi during the time. And PepsiCo was one of the main funders of the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Okay.
Because it was done outside of the government's influence.
Exactly. It was Cuban exiles. A whole big embarrassment for the country.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I just... have to say, like, I just pictured the Zabrowski family on a beach. You know, just like, that's, what do you call
your
that?
Your pretty face is going to hell.
Yeah, that's what you call a park. Swim. Zabrowski's a pond, yeah. on the beach. It's a big real, it's what we call a parking lot.
Yeah, that's the real Bay of Pigs, you know?
This
yeah.
is great. You
know, yeah, yeah.
This Meme is it. Great. You know? See, I still think of just a restaurant when I think of Bay of Pigs. I'm just like, oh, give me that bacon. Give me that sausage.
Sausage.
April 18th.
I'm sucking a pig's dick.
Whoa,
to
whoa.
To get that bacon taste.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just show me a pig. I know how to make a pig smile.
Then April 18th, 1880. This is a smaller one. An F4 tornado struck Marshfield, Missouri, killed 99 people, injured 100. And in 1983, that was when the suicide bomber destroyed the U.S. Embassy in Beirut,
okay.
in Lebanon, killing 63 people, which is a pretty big event in America's involvement with the Middle East, which builds on to our later wars. Big shit. April 19th is another huge day.
Yeah, because that was Osama bin Laden's his first credit.
Yeah,
well, that was his Letterman appearance.
His debut.
That was his adult. Yeah. That was his. Your pretty face is
your
going.
Your pretty
to
face
hell.
Going yeah. to hell. Yeah.
April 9th.
Don't swim Thursdays at midnight.
April 9th.
Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
April 19th, both Waco and Oklahoma City, 2 years apart, and also the day that Charles Manson was sentenced to death.
Wow.
Yeah, but then he shaked it.
Yeah, he totally shook that off, God. Which is a victory for
is
America.
Is Manson still on death row?
Yeah, he's just sitting in his square. He's just sitting in a box.
But is he technically on death row?
No.
No.
Okay. He still gets they cart him out for parole hearings every like 7 to 10 years.
Man, that's
he just did another one. They were like, no, you know, and he shows up going like, I'm a tarantula, and they're like, okay, we know you're mm-hmm. a fucking tarantula. It's like the newspaper's telling me I got a poo poo in a bucket.
You do have
like,
to poo poo
okay,
in the
yeah,
bucket.
Poo poo in the bucket. Thank you so much. All right.
Yeah, I think we're gonna let him go this time.
Yeah. You know? Here's an interesting thing about it is because the days between April 15th and April 20th, the 14th, the 16th through the 19th, those are, bad shit happens, but they're not quite as concentrated as the first and last days. April 20th, because I fucking knew when I was researching this, I combed through birthdays, I combed through everything, trying to find some sort of serial killer connection.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I fucking found it.
Yeah.
April 20th, 1836, U.S. Congress passes an act creating the Wisconsin Territory.
Oh, whoa, so they made it. Yeah, it's like the exactly. It's the dirt breaking ceremony for all serial killers.
Is that the worst thing that happened through these 5 days throughout history?
Oh, God, actually, no. They had originally wanted to call it Cholesterol Junction.
Ah, yes.
But then they knew, like, oh no, let's not immediately doom them. And then all the dudes that were trucking in there was just like, which one's a cow? Which one's the mother?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Well, you can have your way with either.
1914 is the Ludlow Massacre during a Colorado coal miner strike in okay. which the police opened a machine gun fire upon a crowd, killing 19 men, women, and children.
Damn.
Just mowed them down.
Wow.
And it was, I believe it was, that was ordered by Rockefeller. 1999, you got Columbine.
Illuminati. Reptilian family bloodline.
Yes.
Again, that's where it comes back. Black nobility.
Alien butt probes, everybody.
Black nobility. It's the name of the royal families in Britain that became a part of the reptilian elite.
There you go. 1999.
No one believes me.
That's there you go. That's my stock response to
this
everything.
This is what people do. This is right. what comes down to. Yes, you know, I sound crazy.
Sure.
But sometimes the truth is more strange than fiction, right? And yes. then also, it's so easy to ridicule that which you are afraid of.
Yes.
And so I understand. Yes, ridicule me, laugh at me.
Okay.
But I will prevail
yep.
when I see the reptilian ships coming down with Kronos and Blogdor.
Blogdor is going to be there.
Revealing Barack Obama as his skin separates and you see he's a giant Gila monster and he rapes Hillary Clinton.
What? Is she a reptile too?
No. A hapless woman.
Oh.
A deeply vulnerable woman, as they all are.
All right. 1999, Columbine happens.
Okay. Boom.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
2000.
Yeah, it smells like Teen Spirit, a fucking shoot, a school shooter.
Oh, yeah.
2010, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig explodes, the BP oil spill.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, killing 11 people. The oil spill lasted 6 months and made extinct the Louisiana pancake batfish.
Oh, Nick, Batfish is gone?
No longer exists.
Which is the problem is that it already affected the ecology there because it ruined their brunches.
Yeah, that's
all of their undersea
problem.
Brunches. They're like, how will we do it without the pancake fish?
Why do we even have the syrup fish around? There's no pancake fish.
And he's just like, I'm so full of syrup because nobody gonna milk me.
He's got to get milked.
Let me get down there.
Yeah, you love it. Sucking on all the syrup fish. They're losing all the weight.
And of course, the big thing on April 20th, Hitler's birthday, April 20th, 1889.
Hitler, we are so happy that it is your birthday. You know, just like, I want a hot dog.
Immediately want
whatever
a hot dog.
He wants, whatever he likes, it is his birthday. We've made a new prison for you, Hitler. It's not small enough. He wants the smaller prisons. Eradicate it. It's a hard day.
Both Hitler and George W. Bush like painting.
And also, according to 4chan right now, on a search through this morning, there is a citywide drill going on in San Francisco right now that's going on throughout the day, and they are pretty certain, because it also lays upon one of the faults, one of the major faults on the Earth that could be construed as a ley line, which we talked about before, the energy grid, that most important points that are like temples, the pyramids, right, and various churches are all built on these certain cruxes in the energy.
The bottom door, which is a great gay bar in San Francisco.
Yes. And so right now we're just kind of waiting to see if something's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think let's begin to wait.
Yeah, I've checked. Nothing yet.
Is something happening?
Just do a quick Google.
I did.
Let's see here. Maybe let's San keep Francisco waiting. Is going in.
I want to break this news on the podcast.
Right. Yeah. Let's see.
Refresh. And
maybe.
Has something happened?
Are there people walking around without shirts on? That's a sign that something might go down very soon.
If you mean like a limbo contest.
Yeah.
God, that's so fun.
I can't limbo for shit. CNN.
San Fran sounds great.
San Fran's a wonderful place.
Fox News, they're better at it.
Is there something going on in the Haight Ashbury?
A lot of Starbucks. Probably one just got built there again.
Picture of Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Lindsey Graham. Think about that.
Oh,
got a guy.
She got flowers in her hair.
All right. Well, it seems like nothing.
Wait.
Nothing happened.
Okay, no,
God
happened.
Damn it. Nothing happening.
Man,
just 4chan. Yet.
But it's then the other thing, and then we also had someone. Actually, and I'm pretty certain that story, the first time I saw it was on our last podcast Facebook page.
Yeah.
Was when someone posted that a man on 4chan had threatened to shoot up a bunch of people at a mall, and then he did it.
He did it, yeah.
4chan is. There's something to it. There's definitely like the unconscious of the internet. People are throwing information all on 4chan. I watch it now all the time to kind of see. It's like InfoWars apparently uses it as
they
its main
do.
Fucking information source. So like,
I like
all right.
it.
It's great. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they're kind of. Do you guys see the weirdo in the robe?
No.
There was one guy that they just 4chan kept just pointing at. He's just this fucking weird, about the size of Kissel.
Oh, okay.
Wearing a brown robe and carrying a backpack
was
on
it
his
Kissel?
Arms.
No.
Oh, yeah, that guy. They're really strange, dude.
Yeah.
He just looked like he was just...
Out of it.
Out of it. He was just drunk watching the marathon.
That's amazing.
Had a beard.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess that wraps up this episode. A lot of conspiracy theory talk.
If something happens today, then we won't talk about it till next week. But you know, be vigilant.
That's
right. If you're in the San Francisco area, you know, just look out for anything like super suspicious, like a man dressed as a woman with a big rainbow wig on,
that's
rolling
terrorist.
Down the street and with fucking roller skates on, giving you like free condoms. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. That's a red flag.
Calling himself Molly. He's selling drugs.
Yes, absolutely. There's another thing. Yes, in San Francisco, if you see a man dressed up as a clown selling an ice cream out of a fucking store.
Not
you
ice
got a
cream.
Bunch of 90-year-olds all sitting to go buy an ice cream, and they're eating ice cream. They're acting like it's flying. They're all like laughing and like smoking weed because it's 4:20 in San Francisco, and everyone's having a good time. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag. I totally agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Marcus Henry Zabrowski. I am Ben.
Be vigilant.
Be
protect
vigilant.
America.
Be aware.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Gein.
I think Satan's the only one who can help us at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Because God ain't doing bullshit.
Yeah. I'm wearing you know, my. I'm wearing a Satan shirt right now.
Oh yeah. I'm wearing my Satan body.
I mean, you.
My body made by and for Satan. For Satan, by Satan.
All right, hail yourselves and check out.
Your pretty face is going to hell.
It's
on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Thursday is at midnight and huffing it with Biff and Stew.
Yeah.
My name channel. Yeah.
I was on the last episode.
Tollish Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my parents won't talk to me.
That's very hard.
All right, well, it's good to stop such a close relationship.
Oh yeah, you don't want to have it with your parents.
I was sick of them.
Yeah. That's
good. You know,
yeah.
I just
cut them out, buddy. That's what I do. I don't talk to a single fucking person. When I'm not here, I'm sitting in silence.
I think that's true.
Oh yep. Yeah. Hail me.
All right.
Okay. Magustalations.
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 We will talk to you soon.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.